From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Secretary of State nominee John Kerry sailed through questions about world hotspots today during his confirmation hearing by fellow senators. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that Kerry says he hopes to revive Israeli-Palestinian talks and use diplomacy to deal with Iran.
Kerry was among friends as he testified in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which he had been chairing. He was given the opportunity to lay out a broad agenda, telling senators he's hopeful about diplomacy with Iran.
And I will work to give diplomacy every effort to succeed. But no one should mistake our resolve to reduce the nuclear threat.
After elections in Israel, Kerry says this might be a moment to try to get Israelis and Palestinians talking again. He's more cautious on Syria, though Senator John McCain warns that history will judge the U.S. harshly if it doesn't do more to end the bloodshed. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Former Manhattan prosecutor Mary Jo White is President Obama's choice to head the Securities and Exchange Commission. White has won convictions in the World Trade Center bombing and the 1998 terrorist attacks on U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. She's also handled the case that sent late Mafia King John Gotti to prison. Senate Democrats, led by Dianne Feinstein, are reviving legislation to ban several types of military-style assault weapons.
My colleagues and I are introducing a bill to prohibit the sale, transfer, manufacture, and importation of assault weapons and large-capacity ammunition feeding devices.
Feinstein says a common thread in a series of recent mass shootings is that the gunman used a semi-automatic assault weapon or a large-capacity ammunition magazine. She acknowledges that backers of the bill know it won't be easy trying to get the measure through Congress. The parent company of United Airlines says it plans to cut hundreds of jobs, many of them at its Chicago headquarters. As NPR's David Shaper reports, the move is aimed at improving United's bottom line.
United Continental Holdings is reporting that the company lost $723 million in 2012. So in order to improve financial results this year, the world's largest airline is eliminating 600 jobs. The job cuts will come from the administrative and management ranks, according to United Chairman and CEO Jeff Smizek, who says some open positions won't be filled, some employees will be offered buyouts, but he says that there will be layoffs, too. The job cuts will be spread around the country, but many are expected in Chicago, where United is headquartered and has one of its biggest hubs. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
The number of Americans filing new applications for unemployment benefits dropped by 5,000 last month to 330,000. The Labor Department says it was the lowest level in 5 years. This is NPR News. Federal investigators say there are signs of short-circuiting and a chemical reaction in the Boeing 787 battery that caught fire. The new Dreamliner jets are grounded around the world pending resolution of safety issues involving the batteries. France and Germany are not happy about the prospect of Britain leaving the European Union, but will say goodbye if it means not letting Britain reject some EU policies. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley says the EU partners oppose British Prime Minister David Cameron's plans to try to renegotiate the UK's relationship with Europe and to hold a referendum on the matter.
French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius said France will roll out the red carpet for British businesses if the UK opts out of the European Union. With 500 million consumers, the EU is the largest single free trade market in the world. Fabius's words are also a jibe at Cameron, who several months ago offered to roll out the red carpet for French companies looking to flee President François Hollande's new tax policies. The continent is clearly irked by Cameron's proposal to hold a referendum on EU membership in 5 years if he wins the next British election. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle said that you were either in the EU or out, and that Britain cherry-picking which EU policies it wished to follow was not an option. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Transportation workers in Greece vowed to defy a government order to end a strike over government austerity, despite the risk of being fired or going to jail. Metro workers have parked forklift trucks behind the entrance gate at two subway stops in western Athens to keep people from entering. The austerity measures are part of an agreement for international bailouts that have been keeping Greece from going into default. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.